Blog Talk Radio.
Again, I appreciate you hanging out with me for this special TIFF Talk Thursday open forum edition of the program. And, of course, that was Usher with Papers. We're talking about those divorce papers, and we're going to be talking a lot about divorce tonight. This month, April, was Divorce Month on Relationships 360, and we started out the month with the show titled Divorce Devastation. I'm going to be talking about that in just a minute. And, of course, on TIFF Talk Thursday, it's an open forum edition where I, the host, Tiffany Williams-Jallo, leave the experts at home and talk directly with you as we work to repair, build, and maintain enriching, long-lasting, character-based relationships. And we have a jam-packed agenda tonight. And throughout the show, I'll be building your relationship questions and addressing your relationship concerns as well. So get your dialing fingers ready so you can share them on the air by calling 714-409-0610, or feel free to share your ideas in the chat room, which is open right now. Again, I appreciate you guys supporting the program and look forward to you weighing in on tonight's series of topics, most of them having to deal with divorce on this TIFF Talk Thursday edition. And if you tune into TIFF Talk Thursday before, you know the drill. I'm going to spend some time giving you my take on the past 3 week shows. Again, starting with Divorce Devastation, which featured divorce mediator and collaborative divorce attorney Lee Chabon. And stay tuned. In a few minutes, I'm going to tell you how you can win a free divorce teleseminar with Lee. But first, if you're thinking of getting a divorce, I want to give you a few things to consider. Again, divorce can be a very devastating experience. It can take a long time to rebound from. So I think it's a really good idea to aim to remain friends with your ex-spouse if you can, once the divorce decree is issued, not just for the kids, but for your own sake as well. Maintaining a healthy relationship with your ex helps you to get through the grief cycle faster, in my opinion. It shortens the time you stay angry, bitter, and resentful. It also helps to improve the co-parenting experience and success of future relationships. by creating an environment in which both you and your ex wish only the best for each other and are supportive of each other's new relationships. Having an amicable divorce also eliminates the temptation to quickly jump into a new relationship just to show your ex that you're not sweating him or her, even though we know you can stay emotionally attached for a long time. You can still have feelings for your ex. Also, having an amicable divorce also prevents the tendency to rub your new relationship in your ex's face, and also the temptation to, you know, kind of compete to see who gets remarried first. All of these are effects of divorce, nasty divorces anyway. If you divorce amicably, again, the goal is going to be able to, you know, support your ex-spouse and, you know, to be happy for them for whatever life they so choose to have, you know, once you guys split. And if you wish to get more information on the devastation of divorce, that the devastation of divorce causes and how to successfully get over it, visit relationships360.com. Enter your name and email address to be entered into a drawing for a divorce teleseminar with Lee Chabon. He's actually going to do the teleseminar for 10 of our listeners. So if you want to be one of those 10, again, enter your name and email address at relationships360.com. Again, Lee Chabon is a collaborative divorce attorney and divorce mediator, and he can help you achieve an amicable relationship with your ex-spouse. The other alternative, of course, to going to divorce mediation is to deal with standard divorce lawyers in an adversarial, or I would say often adversarial, divorce process, which usually ends badly for at least one of the divorcing parties because, you know, maybe they failed to get custody of the family pet or the children, of course. They failed to get alimony, or maybe they were humiliated in court about a past skeleton their ex's divorce lawyer resurrected in court. So these things happen in traditional divorce court proceedings. Of course, you know, we want to prevent that on Relationships 360. Our goal is to build enriching character-based relationships. So certainly, you know, we're not in support, you know, of ex-spouses not getting along with each other. We're in support of, you know, strong family bonds. Even if, you know, there is a divorce involved, still ex-spouses can maintain friendly relationships. These kind of divorces can, again, have a long-lasting positive impact on the divorcing or divorce parties, their children, friends, family. And so definitely want to aim for that. And if you've been through a nasty divorce and you want to share your story in hopes of convincing someone who's contemplating divorce to consider a collaborative divorce, give us a call at 714-409-0610. Lee, if you're listening to the show, we'd love for you to call in if you're available. Or if you're a listener and you want to share your story of devastation in order to persuade someone considering divorce to try to save their marriage, not to go to a divorce mediator, but to maybe work with a therapist to help them, you know, resolve their marital issues before, you know, getting a divorce or getting divorce papers signed, call the show. Again, the number 714-409-0610. Sorry about that. I would love to hear from you. So this is going to be, as I mentioned, a jam-packed show. I want to move on to discuss the second episode in April titled, Are You Emotionally Divorced from Your Ex? Again, I mentioned that divorce can be a devastating experience, but even so, the marriage that you had before it actually got to divorce, you know, it was, you know, you guys had some good times. So it may be hard to, you know, put those memories behind, those good memories that you shared, and actually emotionally detach yourself from your ex-spouse. So I want to talk about that for a minute. Again, the show.